I'm here at the GNOME booth and I'm talking to
Bastian Ilso.
Hi, and what is GNOME?
GNOME is a desktop environment, a free desktop environment, available for anyone to use. We are aiming to be an elegant and going for a simple user experience, with focus on designing the next generation of desktops.
And what distributions ship GNOME as a default desktop now?
There's a few. There's, for example, Ubuntu GNOME. There's Fedora.
What has been happening in the GNOME community in the last year? Any major releases?
Yes, so within the last year we've had the GNOME 3.22 release and the GNOME 3.20 release. This year has been filled with things like... So it would be much easier if I could show you the release videos. That's the ones that I make actually for the GNOME projects. We have a big ecosystem of applications that get updates throughout this year. I know that Nautilus, for example, the file manager, one of the GNOME's main file manager, has gotten search filters. We have GNOME Builder, which is a fairly new project, an IDE, which attempts to bridge the gap of creating an easy platform for the future GNOME development, so you can develop on any distribution the GNOME apps.
What sort of language is GNOME written in?
GNOME is written in so GNOME is this kind of umbrella thing. We have a lot of libraries. They are written mostly in C. Then we have the apps. They are written in more high-level programming languages such as Python, JavaScript. Some are written in Vala. And there's also bindings for C#. So lots of different languages there. And this is possible due to introspection, which makes it possible to use the C libraries that we have in many of the other high-level languages to make it easier for front-end developers to use the newest programming languages to write GNOME applications.
There's quite a big community and you have lots of events going on. What new events are coming up this year?
So there's Quatic in the summer. We also have... We have the big Quatic conference, which is the annual GNOME conference, and that one is happening in July. Then we have a GDK Hackfest happening in 1 month, so that's also going to be really exciting. GDK is moving onwards towards GDK 4, with GDK 3.22 just released last year. So I bet the GDK Hackfest is going to be revolving a lot around what's going to happen next.
The cool new stuff coming in.
Exactly.
So, what are you doing here on the booth?
Here in the booth, we're selling merchandise. I brought a lot of GNOME socks, and we also have GNOME t-shirts with some cool new GNOME motifs. We have hoodies, we have flyers, both flyers explaining and we're trying to engage with people, asking them if they would be interested in getting involved, but also hearing feedback from all the users. There's so many people here at Fostum.
So what type of people come past the booths? People who use GNOME all the time and just want a memorabilia, or just new users?
Yeah, we have a lot of users who are long-time GNOME users or who are using GNOME every day, and they come here and they say, "Oh, thank you so much for being part of this project." And some of them are also interested in, getting involved. Like, how can I develop apps in this GNOME ecosystem and so forth. So.
Thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the show.
No problem.